stand with me this morning. We will turn to Exodus chapter 3, and verse number 2. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 2. The Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the burning of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nither, not here, hither. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground." My text I want to use today is the place. If we can find the place in our life, that's all that matters. Amen. Let's pray and ask God to have his way on this service this morning. God, we ask you, Holy Spirit, God, to reach down and bless us this morning. Lord God, anoint me to minister to this congregation. Lord God, we ask for your anointing in the name of Jesus. God, you have placed this upon my heart. And God, I ask you to help us to receive it. God, I ask you to help us to apply it to our life, Lord God, and bless us today, Jesus. As you see the sacrifice that some people have made to be here in this service, God, and I ask you to honor that and to bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. As you're seated, turn around and shake hands with someone and welcome them in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. This doesn't mean that I'm just going to get all wired up and fired up. It just means I'm a little warm. Amen. It was there in that place that the Lord made a commitment with Moses. It was there in that place that Moses allowed himself to be available for God to use him. You know, sometimes it takes someone that is curious to be used of God. And the Bible says that Moses said that I will turn aside and see this great thing, why this bush is not burning. Sometimes it's okay for us to be nosy. Amen? Moses was curious and he wanted to turn aside and find out why this bush was not being consumed by the fire. It was in this place the Lord was showing and telling Moses his will for his life. Sometimes in our life, we just have to let God take over and we need to get in the back seat and just let him take over with our life. How many of you have ever been driving with somebody and been in the back seat? And you're thinking in your mind, man, if I could just get up there and drive, we could get there faster, we could get a shortcut, we could just get there a lot faster if I was driving. That's how God is doing in some of our lives today. You know, if they'll just get out of the way and let me take over, let me control their life, let me have the wheel, and us just take the back seat and let God drive for us. Take control of our life, God. That's my prayer, is that God would just take completely over my life and help me to find the place in my life. It was in this place that God made himself known to Moses. I wonder what Moses was thinking whenever he heard God say, "Take off thy shoes, you're on holy ground." I wonder how long it took him to take them off. If Moses hadn't taken them off by now, this next verse, I'm sure they would have came flying off. Exodus chapter 3, in verse number 6, "Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." I'm sure throughout his lifetime, he heard of the God of his fathers. I'm sure that he heard of all the wonders and the miracles that God has done throughout his ancestors. And when God said, I am the Father, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, I'm sure that he stood up and was like, okay, this is serious now. This is the God that I have heard about for so many years. And God was making a covenant with him. Verse number 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. There are three things that God took notice from the people. Their sorrows. It was unlikely that they were able to go in front of somebody and, you know, say, hey, this is unfair, the way you guys are treating us. I don't think anyone was listening to them. But God heard them. God observed their tears and their sorrows. Number two was he heard their cry. He said, I have heard their cry. Sometimes in our life we are crying out. We are trying to find out, God, why are you putting us through this journey or through this situation in our lives? I'm sure each and every one of us have cried sometimes in our life. And you have cried out to God and you're like, God, why is this happening to me? God has heard you. God hears the cries of his people. And he heard the cries of the children of Israel. Number three, he said that I have seen their oppression. There are things that come against you in your life that oppress you. God sees that. Sometimes God puts us through that. Amen? He puts us through trials and tribulations just to make us stronger, to make us really trust in him and to obey what he has for us. The Lord hears the cries of his people. He will not turn a deaf ear to your prayers. Moms, if you have been praying for your kiddos, keep on praying. Dads, if you've been praying for your kiddos, keep on praying, because God hears your cries. If you have been praying for loved ones, keep on praying. I have several of my loved ones of my family that are not in church, that grew up on these pews, but they are not in church for whatever reason. You don't think I don't pray for them? A lot. I want to see them back in church. I want to see their soul saved by God. Amen? So if you've been praying for your loved ones, keep on praying. Brother Wesley, keep on praying for your mom and for your dad. Amen. He will bring you to that place. He will bring them to that place. Just keep on keeping on. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 23. The Bible says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness, a true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. If you're trying to find your place with God in your life, the last thing you can afford to do is give place to the devil. Amen? You have to make sure. The Bible says to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh, you're going to give place to the devil. He's going to attack your life. His main job is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The Bible says that he is seeking whom he may devour. So the last thing that you can afford to do in your life, in your walk with God, is to give place to the devil. Verse number 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to them that are needed. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but let which is good to use of edification, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. This scripture is reference to the old man. The Bible says that we're supposed to put off the old man and put on the new man. So if you are having problems with those things today, speaking evil about people, lying on, and telling, I'm not saying that we're a bunch of sinners here today. But at the same time, we have to be careful of what we speak about our brothers and our sisters. We have to be careful about what we speak about what God has told us. If God didn't tell you something, you shouldn't be going around saying, well, God told me this, and God's telling me this. Because you're speaking against God, and you're speaking against the Holy Ghost. So it's good for us to be always focused on God and not always speaking evil or lying. But it's good for us to be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. How many of you remember the place where you received the Holy Ghost? I remember the place I received the Holy Ghost. It was right down here. I'm not sure. I was either 7 or 8 years old, and I remember that day. It was me and my cousin Jared Ader. We were right down here, and we were seeking the Holy Ghost, and I got it on that day. How many of you are close enough to where you can go back and visit that area or that place? It is good for us to remember the place where God spoke to us, where God filled us with the Holy Ghost, where God made a commitment with us. It's good for us to always remember that place. And today, if you don't have that place, if you have never received the Holy Ghost, or if you're searching, you're looking, you're trying to find a place in God, here's a place today. Let this be your place today. God is here today. That place is here for someone. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 16. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. I don't ever want to be so into myself or so into my life that God was here and I didn't realize it or I didn't know it. So many times in our life we can get so wrapped up with entertainment of this world, and we can get wrapped up in the life of you, of yourself, that if you're not careful, sometimes you become completely selfish. Amen? How many of y'all have had that happen to you before? I have. I've had a selfish spirit. Amen. If we're not careful, that selfish spirit will overtake you. It will control your life. Where is that place today in your life? Is it dark and all alone? Is it happy but not satisfied? Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 says, let our conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. We're always talking about wanting more and more stuff, getting stuff. The Bible says, be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse number 7, remember them which have the rule over you, and have spoken unto the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God made a place for Moses back in the Old Testament, God can make a place for you today in your life. God made a commitment with Moses, and he showed him what he wanted to do with his life. We all know the story of Moses and the children of Israel. But it was in that place that Moses decided to turn aside and to find out what was going on over here, that God was able to use him. We have to get out of our own life and out of our own self. We have to turn aside and let God use us. We have to find our place in God. Musicians, will you please come? I'm not a very long speaker or preacher, whatever you want to call it. If you will, stand with me this morning. There's a story. There were three evil spirits sitting around, and one wanted to tell the people that there was no hell. One of them said, no. They have Bibles to tell them that there is a hell. And the other one said, well, why don't we tell them that there's no heaven? Another one said, no, they have Bibles that tell them that there's a heaven. And the last one said, I got it. We'll just tell them that there is no hurry. Just take your time. You got plenty of time. That's what Satan is trying to do with his church today. He's trying to rock us to sleep. He's trying to put other things in our life and in our path that get us distracted, that get our mind upon the world. And we are so busy doing that to where we don't find our place with God. Today we have a place. It's an altar. We have a sanctuary. God is here. I feel his spirit this morning. And if you're looking for that place in your life, today you have found that place. But you have to turn aside. You have to come and see what God has for you. You have to be curious. You have to be a little bit nosy and find out what God has for you this morning. Amen. I open up these altars right now. And I would encourage everyone to come. And if you have already found your place, well, just come and worship God and just ask him to complete that place, complete that life structure with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way this morning. Hallelujah. God, help.